请我们早晨打开哥林多后书第五章。
Let's see, Second Corinthians chapter five.
哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter five.
我们要从第九节读到第十五节。
Verse 9-15.
第九节到第十五节。
Verse 9-15.
我们大家一起来读好吗？
Let's read together.
好，从第九节开始。
Start from...
所以无论是住在身内离开身外，我们立了志向要得主的喜悦，因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的得善或恶受报。我们既知道主是可畏的，所以劝人，但我们神面前是显明的，盼望你们的良心里也是显明的。我们不是向你们在举荐自己，乃是叫你们因我们有可夸之处，好对那凭外貌不凭内心夸口的人有言可答。我们若果癫狂是为神，若果谨守是为你们。原来基督的爱激励我们，我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃是替他们死而复活的主活。好，我们圣经就读到这里，我们再有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你这早晨仍然能够让我们来到你自己的面前。
Lord, thank you, you still let us to come before you.
当我们在这里读主的时候，主啊，我们求主让你的话在我们的里面成为我们的光。
Lord, when we read your word, may those words enlighten us.
因为你说你是世上的光。
Because Lord, you are the light in the world.
如果我们没有这样的光，我们就在黑暗里走。
Without your light, I will walk in the darkness.
因此早晨我们何等的盼望圣灵再把这个光照在我们个人的心中。
And how we hope this morning the Holy Spirit will shine this light in our hearts.
让我们不在这个地上在行走当中落在黑暗的当中。
And let us not fall into the darkness.
主啊，我们也求你借着圣灵再来我们心中来向我们说话。
And through the Holy Spirit speak to us, Lord.
因为我们知道人的言语是非常的有限。
Because we know the man's words are so limited.
若不是圣灵在我们心中做工，所有一切的话语都是枉然。
And all the words are in vain if it's not the Holy Spirit speaks to us.
因此我们求主恩待我们，怜悯。
Have mercy and grace on us, Lord.
怜悯我们说的、翻译的和听的人。
Have mercy on the speaker and the translator and the listener.
好让我们这下面的时间能够有一个永远的价值。
And so that is the following time has the eternal value.
因此我们把这个时间来仰望在主的手中。
We place the following time in your hands.
我们也求主让我们个人彼此的带到。
And let us to intercede for each one another.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
刚才我们读的这段圣经，它讲到三件事情。
And the scripture we just read talking about three things.
第一个，它告诉我们什么叫做为主而活。
And the first one tells us what is to be called live for the Lord.
保罗乃是写这一段圣经，要劝哥林多那个信徒来为主而活。
And Paul wrote this to beseech the brothers and sisters in Corinth to live for the Lord.
因此他首先告诉他们什么叫做为主而活。
First of all, he told them what is to be called to live for the Lord.
那是在第九节里面。
And then in verse 9.
然后从十节到三节，保罗告诉他们他为什么要劝他们为主而活。
And then from verse 10 to 13 he told them why he has to beseech them to live for the Lord.
保罗告诉他们为什么他这样来劝他们。
And then Paul told them why he has to persuade them.
然后14节和15节是保罗来对他们的劝勉，为什么我们应当要为主而活。
And then for verse 14 and 15 and then Lord that's Paul's persuasion to tell them why we should live for the Lord.
所以这个为主而活好像是一个非常大的一个题目。
And then to live for the Lord, it's kind of, it's a very important topic.
但是保罗把它说成一个非常简单的一件事。
And then, but Paul minimized it into just one simple thing.
保罗说，为主而活，就是立了志向。
And then Paul just symbolized as we live for the Lord and so we have an ambition, just we just want to pleasing in.
无论我们住在身内或者离了身外，我们都有这个志向。
And then we have such ambition, no matter we're at home or absent.
住在身内就是今生，离了身外就是在永世。
We are live at home, which is in this life. And then we're absent, which is we go to the eternity.
保罗说，无论是在今生或者在永世，我有一个志向，就是要凡事要讨主的喜悦。
And Paul says, whether at home or absent, I have one ambition, which is to please the Lord.
这个叫做为主而活。
This is called to live for the Lord.
保罗有这样一个志向在他的心里面。
And then Paul has such ambition.
弟兄姊妹们, 今天我们的心中有没有志向?
Do we have such ambition?
我们的志向是什么?
What is our ambition?
我们人呢, 都有志向。
We all have ambitions.
我们的志向是随着时间慢慢改变的。
And then our ambitions change by the time.
我们在越年轻的时候, 我们的志向呢, 是越崇高的。
And when we are young, our ambitions are high.
我们年纪渐渐长了以后呢，我们的志向就越来越小。
When we are older, our ambitions shrink.
不晓得你有没有写过这样的作文，说我的志向。
And I don't know if you have such composition. This topic is my ambition.
我写过这样的作文呢。
I have such composition.
在我很小的时候，小学两三年级的时候，我的志向呢是很大的。
And then when I was in the second or third grade, I have a great ambition.
每次我们写志向的时候，到最后都是要报效国家的。
And then when we're talking about our ambition, we have to work for our country.
有的时候甚至写增进人类的和平的。
And then even sometimes we want to fight for the peace of the world.
你有没有写过这样的志向?
Do you have such ambition?
但是发现年纪长了以后呢，你发现呢，这个报效国家好像不那么容易了。
And then after you grow up, you think you work for the country, not so easy.
增进人类永久的和平，好像也不是你一个人可以做到的。
And then you fight for the peace for the world. It's not you can do it by yourself.
我们的志向呢，就慢慢就变小了。
And then our ambition then becomes smaller.
然后我们到了美国以后。
And after we're in America,
在我们没有来以前, 我们志向是很高的。
When we were still in China, our ambition is still high.
我们觉得到了美国以后呢, 我的前途是无量的。
When you came to America, you think my future is unlimited.
但是我们到了美国以后呢, 我们发现我们志向又变小了。
After you are here, and then your ambitions becomes less and less.
我们的志向就是能够把这个学位拿到就好。And
then our ambition just to receive your grade, degree.
哎，为什么从这个增进人类全体的那个和平呢，到我就把我的学位要拿到就好了。And
then why ambition and start from you fight for the peace of the world and then and shrink just your own degree.
那个时候，个人的心思意念就是能够达到这个志向。有一天，我把这个书要读完。
And then your all concentration is to want to receive your degree.
然后呢，有一天呢，神怜悯，你的学位也拿到了。
And then under God's mercy, and then you received your degree.
然后你的志向又改变了。
And then you changed your ambition.
那志向就是要找到一个工作。
And then your ambition is to find a job.
然后你的工作也找到了。
And then you found a job.
你的志向就是要能够有一个身份。
And then your ambition is you want a status.
那身份也有了。
And after you have the green card.
你的志向就是要有一个孩子。
And then your ambitions change to you want a child.
那你有了孩子以后呢?
After you have children.
你发现了你从前的志向都没有达到。
And then you discover that all your former ambitions are lost.
你把以前的那些远大的志向都摆在这个孩子的身上了。
And then all your ambitions now are all concentrate on your children.
所以呢，那个孩子呢，一定要学中文的。
So your child has to learn Chinese.
那中国人不能不会讲中文，所以一定要说上中文的。
Chinese have to speak Chinese.
那中国人呢，一定要钢琴的。
And then your children has to play piano.
如果是男孩的话呢，一定要学这功夫的。
And the boy has to play kung fu.
那小孩女孩子的话还要学跳舞。
The girl has to learn dance.
还要能够学那个辩论。
And also debating.
或者呢，学打网球。
They all play tennis.
所以我们把这个孩子弄得非常的忙碌啊。
So we force our children very busy.
是不是这个孩子有很大的志向？
Is your child has a great ambitious too?
其实不是啊。
No.
他只是想多花点时间玩电动玩具。
He just want to play computer games.
这个志向是父母的，我们有一个远大的志向，把这个志向堆积在我们的孩子的身上。
You put your own ambitions onto your children.
因为在我们身上呢，好像已经不能成就了。
Because you can accomplish your own ambition.
因此把这个志向放在我们的下一代的身上。
So you pass your ambitions to your next generation.
这是不是我们每一个人的志向呢？
Is our ambitions?
这是圣基督徒应当有的志向吗？
Is ambition that a saint supposed to have?
保罗说，所以无论住在身内，离开身外，我们立了一个志向，要得主的喜悦。
Paul says we also have as our ambition, whether at home or present, to be pleasing to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，今天如果有一个人在我们的中间，他有这样的志向，你会怎么样看他？
If among us there is one brother or sister has such ambition, how do you look at him or her?
如果有这样的一个人在我们当中啊，
If there is such person among us,
很可能有人说这个人癫狂了。
And maybe someone says he's out of his mind.
就像保罗在当时，很多人说保罗你癫狂了。
And then like Paul at that time, many people said, Paul, you are out of your mind.
所以在菲斯都大人那个审问的时候，菲斯都就大声说，他说保罗啊，你癫狂了吧，你的学问太大，反叫你癫狂了。
When defending before the Festus told him, Paul, you are out of your mind. Your great knowledge make you mad.
为什么他们觉得保罗癫狂了呢？
Why do you think Paul was out of his mind?
因为保罗把人认为最宝贵的事情他丢弃了。
Because Paul forsake all the precious things that man consider.
在以色列人当中，两件是最受人尊敬的事。
And in, among Israelites, there are two things our people respect.
一个是做法利赛人。
And one is to be a Pharisee.
一个是能够在加玛列的门下受教。
And then one is he will be taught by
Gamaliel.
Gamaliel.
法利赛人是以色列人当中最受尊敬的一般人。
The Pharisees was the most respectful group of people among Israelites.
加玛列是犹太公会里面的一个受人尊敬的一个教法师。
And Gamaliel is a very respectful teacher.
如果你能够在加玛列的门下受教，有一天你就能够在犹太人的公会里面成为公会里面的一员。
If you are a student of a 加玛列。Gamaliel, and then you will be a teacher among the Sanhedrin.
所以保罗是一个非常有前途的一个年轻人。
And then Paul was a very prospective young man.
在当时候，保罗的前途是没有限量的。
And then he's very prospective.
但是他把这一切都丢弃了。
But he forsake all these.
原来做法利赛人是有益的。
And it was beneficial to him as a Pharisee.
但现在是有损的。
And now he considered as a loss.
从前要做一个公会的一个成员是有益的。
And then before, and it's beneficial to be work at a synagogue.
但是现在是有损的。
And now he considered as loss.
凡是与基督无关的，保罗都认为是有损的。
He considered everything as a loss if it's not related to Christ.
他立了志向，要得神的喜悦。
His ambition is to pleasing to the Lord.
所以人癫狂了。
So people think he's out of mind.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
今天我们的志向是什么
？What is our ambitions?
主耶稣曾经在新约里面。讲到过一个无知的财主。
And then, Lord used to talk about a foolish rich man.
这个无知的财主有一个志向的。
And this foolish rich man has an ambition.
这个厨子的财主，他有一个伟大的志向， 就是在今生， 在今生他能够没有缺乏。
And then his great ambition is he will be not in needy in this life.
弟兄姊妹们， 这是不是你我的志向？
Is this your or my ambition?
如果我们的志向 不过是在今生没有缺乏的话，我们要注意，主耶稣说这个是一个无知的财主。If
our ambition is only that we are not in need in this life, but the Lord called this rich man a foolish man.
我们是不是一个无知的人呢？
Are we fool?
我们不是无知的人。
I don't know.
因为我们认识耶稣。
Because we know our Lord Jesus.
但是我们的生活是不是无知的呢？
But is our life are foolish.
这就是保罗写哥林多后书这一段里面他心里的负担。
And this is the burden that Paul wrote the letter to the church at Ephesus.
他要这哥林多这个人呢能够脱离这种无知的光景。
And he wants the people at the Corinth will be out of this foolish situation.
不要我们的志向不能够只是在这个今生的事情上。
And do not set up our ambitions not only on the earth.
我们的志向应当是要为主而活。
Our ambition is to live for the Lord.
应当是要讨神的喜悦。
And is to please God.
所以保罗就告诉他们说，为什么他要劝他们呢？
So that why told them why he wants to beseech them.
有三个原因。
There's three reasons.
有三个原因保罗要这样的劝他们。
There's three reasons that Paul wants to persuade them.
第一个原因。
First of all.
他说我有一天。 我们要在基督的台前显现出来。
And then he says, we will be up here before the seat of Christ.
弟兄姊妹, 你我是不是常常有想到这件事情?
Do we often think about this?
你和我, 和历世历代的圣徒, 有一天我们要站在耶稣基督的台前。
You and I, and with all the saints and generations, one day we will stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
要个人要按照本身所行的, 或 善或恶要受报的。
And then we will be rewarded by our deeds, either good or bad.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们来做一个试验。
Let us have a test.
你的心中的志向是什么？
What is your ambition?
然后呢，你把那个志向想一想，有一天你站在基督审判的台前的时候，那个志向还重要不重要？
And then, evaluate your ambitions before the judgment seat of the Christ and see if ambition is still important or not.
如果今天你的志向是要有一个学位的话,
if your ambition is just to receive a degree,
那我就问你, 如果有一天你站在基督审判的台前的时候, 你有没有这个学位重不重要?
And then is this important if you have received a degree when you stand before the judgment seat of Christ?
如果今天你在工作上，你希望有一个更好的工作，你有一个志向要得到一个更好的工作。
If your ambition is to get a better job,
那我问你，如果有一天你站在基督审判的台前面前，这个志向重不重要？
And then when you stand before the judgment seat of Christ, is this ambition important or not?
如果在那一天不重要的话，今天就不重要。
If it's not important on that day, and it's not important on these days.
在那一天重要，今天就是重要的。
If it's important on that day, it is important today.
如果我们能够这样来思想一下的话,
if we can think this way,
我们里面会非常的清楚的。
And then we will be very clear.
到底什么事情是重要, 什么事情是不重要的。
What is important, what is not?
我们常常搞不清楚的。
We are confused.
因为我们必须要 到基督审判的台前, 从那个角度来看,
because we can be only be clear, and then when we think if this ambitious can be stand fair before the judgment.
保罗说主是可畏的。
And then Paul says the Lord is fearful.
这是什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
弟兄姊妹，有一件事情是非常可畏的。
And then one thing is very fearful.
就是当你到一个人的面前, 他是非常非常的爱你，而你却辜负了他的爱。
And this is when we come before a people, then he loves very, very much, and then you disappointed him.
我们承受了基督的大爱。
We received the great love of Christ.
有一天我们站在那个审判的台前，我们发现 我们辜负了这个爱的时候，那个时候是非常可畏的。
And then one day when we stand before his judge, and we were found that we were fall short for his love.
如果在地上的这个年日里面，我们没有讨主的喜悦，我们都是为了自己打算，到那一天站在基督审判的台前是非常可畏的。
If we only have the ambitions focused on this world, and we only live for ourselves, and one day when we stand before his judgment, and that's very fearful.
保罗是为了这个缘故要劝他们。
For such reason, that's why Paul beseeched them.
对，我们也今天也应该常常要想到这一件事。
And we need to think of this very often.
当我们站在基督审判的台前，我们里面会不会羞愧呢？
And when we stand before the judgment seat of the Christ, do we have shame?
如果我们要为那天来做准备的话，
If we prepare for that day,
我们今天要学习来凡事讨主的喜悦。
We need learn, we need please in everything.
这是我们的志向。
That is ambitions.
保罗知道这件事情是很困难的。
And then Paul knows this is difficult to us.
因为我们人呢是一个非常奇怪的一件事。
Because men are very strange sometimes.
因为我们人啊，是活在那个现实的里面。
Because we live in reality.
我们常常不想那个将来的事。
We often not think about things in the future.
因此保罗说，我怎么样能够来劝你们呢？
And then Paul says, how am I going to persuade you?
保罗就不要愿意把他自己完全的敞开来给他们看。
Paul will be an open his heart to them.
他说啊，我呢，但我们在神面前呢是显明的。
And then Paul says, we are commending ourselves to you.
保罗把自己呢在神面前显明给主看。
And then he just opened himself to all the saints.
盼望呢在你们的良心也是显明的。
And then his hope this will be revealed before their in their conscience.
保罗的意思就是说，我要把我的这个心呢敞开给你们看。
And Paul says, I'm going to open my heart to you.
但是我也盼望你们用您的心来接受这件事情。
And then I hope that you receive me with your hearts.
弟兄姊妹，如果保罗所说的这些话，我们用我们的头脑来分析的话，这是没有用的。
If we analyze what Paul said, this is useless.
因为这些我们都知道。
Because we know all this.
我们不是不知道这些事。
And we know all this.
所以保罗说，你要用你的那个良心来接受这些事。
So that's why Paul says you need receive this in your conscience.
因此我们在读下面这几节的时候，我们需要用我们的心来读。
So when we read these verses, we need to read this with our heart.
因为在这里面，保罗把他的心打开来给我们看。
Because Paul opened his heart to us.
也盼望把我们的心也敞开来。
And he hopes that we open our heart.
如果保罗把他的心敞开给我们看，而我们的心是关闭起来的话，我们就得不着什么。
If Paul opens his heart and we close ours, and then we will not receive anything.
因此，我盼望我们也能够把我们的心都敞开来，来接受保罗的交通。
So I hope that we open our hearts and to receive the fellowship with Paul.
保罗说啊，我们要看看我们今天在地上所夸的是什么事。
And Paul says, and let's see what we can boast in this world.
因为这跟我们的志向很有关系的。
Because this is related to our ambition.
到底今天我们活在这个地上，我们觉得可夸的是什么事情呢？
And what about the things that we can brag on?
是那些外面看得见的事吗？
Is this things in our world?
如果我们可夸的事是外面这些看得见的事，
If all the things that we can brag on it's things outwardly,
我们的志向和这个世界上的人就没有差别。
Then our ambitions is the same as the worldly people.
但是保罗说，我们夸的不是外面的事。
And then, but Paul says what we can brag on is not things outwardly.
我们夸的乃是神在我们心里面所做的事。
And what we can brag on is what God has done into our hearts.
弟兄姊妹们，我们必须能够在这些事情上能够接受他的交通。
And then we have to receive this fellowship with our hearts.
如果我们知道有一天我们要站在基督的审判的台前，
If we know one day we have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
我们就知道那一天我们所夸口的 不是地上外面这些事。
And then we know what we can boast on that day is not things on earth.
无论在今天在地上我们有任何的得着和成就，那一天在审判台前是没有价值的。
Whatever achievement we obtain on the earth, it will be worthless on that day.
只有神在我们心里面所做的那一些事情，在审判的台前是有价值的。
And only things that Lord worked on us, then that day it's valuable.
然后保罗就讲完这些以后，他就说他说如果是癫狂的话呢？是为着神的。
And then Paul says, after all this, and Paul says, if I am beside myself, it is for God.
虽然人认为保罗是癫狂的。
Even people think he's out of his mind.
保罗说呢，我这个癫狂是有原因的。
And Paul says, I'm this way, it has a reason.
是为着神的。
It is for God.
但是呢，他说现在我的如果谨守呢，是为着你们的。
And but if I am of sound mind, it is for you.
因此保罗说，我愿意解释，把我的这个癫狂呢解释给你们听。
And I would like to explain why I'm out of my mind.
所以这是非常难得的一件事。
And this is very precious.
保罗他可以不顾大家的看法。
And then Paul didn't care about what people think of him.
他的癫狂不被人了解，对保罗是没有什么关系的。
It didn't bother him to think he's mad or not.
只要神能够了解就。
And if it's okay, it's only God knows.
但是保罗说，为着你们的缘故，我要把我的癫狂解释给你们听。
And Paul says, for your sake, I'll explain. I will explain why I am out of my mind.
我要为你们来谨守。
And I will be of sound mind for you.
他愿意哥林多的弟兄姊妹们知道他为什么这样癫狂。
And then he would like the friends and sisters in Church of Corinth know and how he why he was out of his mind.
因此他把他心里面深处的那个经历要讲给他们听。
And so he told them his deep experience to them.
他说原来基督的爱激励我们，因为我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
And he said, because the love of Christ constrains us, because he died for all, and we all died.
保罗告诉我们他为什么癫狂。
And Paul tells why he was out of his mind.
为什么他能够他的地上这些事都丢弃。
And then why he forsake all those things on the earth.
为什么他只讨主的喜悦。
And then why he only wants to please the Lord.
他说这是基督的爱。
Because this is the love of Christ.
不是保罗我爱主啊。
It is not Paul, I love the Lord.
是基督的爱。
It's the love of Christ.
是基督的爱爱保罗。
And then it's the love of Christ loves Paul.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是保罗那个心里面的那个故事。
And then, dear brothers and sisters, this is the story of Paul.
在约翰一书里面告诉我们，神就是爱。
And then in First John it says, God is love.
爱不是神的一个，不是神的一个一个特点。
And love is not an attribute of love of God.
爱是神的本质。
And then love is God is love.
神本身就是爱。
And then God is love.
所以我们读到哥林多前书十三章的时候。
When we read 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书十三章他说爱是恒久忍耐。
And then it says, love suffers long.
我们可以把那个爱换成基督。
And we can change love into Christ.
基督是恒久忍耐。
And Christ is long suffering.
如果不是基督的恒久忍耐，今天我们还能坐在这里吗？
If it's not the love of Christ suffers long, then can we still sit here?
我们好多人今天不可能坐在这里了。
And then many of us were not able to sit here.
因为基督是恒久的忍耐。
And because Christ love suffers long.
他对我们有恩慈。
And then he's kind.
他不嫉妒。
He's not jealous.
他不自夸。
And then he does not brag.
不做害羞的事。
And then he is not arrogant.
不求自己的益处。
He does not seek on his own benefit.
不轻易发怒。
He does not lose temper.
不计算人的恶。
And he does not count other people's
wrongdoing. 不喜欢不义。
Not is not rejoice in unrighteousness.
只喜欢真理,
and only rejoice with the truth.
凡事抱,
bears all things.
凡事相信,
believes all things.
凡事盼望,
hopes all things.
凡事忍耐,
endures all things.
这里面讲的, 就是讲到我们的主,
this is talking about our Lord.
就主就是那个爱,
the Lord is love.
保罗说原来就是这个爱在我的里面来激励我,
and then Paul says, this is the love of Christ constrained me.
这是保罗里面心里面的一件事情,
and this is a fact from Paul.
如果你不了解在保罗心里面所发生的这件事情, 你认为保罗是癫狂了,
if you don't know the fact that happened to Paul, then you will think he's out of his mind.
他乃是被神的爱所激励了,
because he was constrained by the love of God.
这个激励有两方面的意思,
this constraint has two meanings.
一方面呢, 它是一个限制,
and the one is to constrain.
就好像保罗常常说, 我是耶稣基督的囚犯,
and like Paul used to say, I am the prisoner of Christ.
一个人住了以后, 有一些事情就受了限制了,
as a prisoner you were constrained.
保罗这个人, 有一些事情他是不能做的,
and then for Paul many things he can't do.
乃是基督的爱来限制了他,
it is the love of Christ constrained him.
另外一方面, 这个激励呢, 又是, 控制, 强迫的意思,
another meaning it means to control,
compel
or force.
有一些是保罗不得不去做的,
and then for something that Paul has to do,
因为这个基督的爱在这里好像强迫他去控制他去做一样,
because the love of Christ compels him to do.
弟兄姊妹, 基督的爱在我们身上有这样的能力吗?
And then brothers and sisters, has the love of Christ has such power over us?
基督的爱能够限制我们吗?
Is the love of Christ constrains us?
基督的爱能够强迫我们吗?
Is the love of Christ compels us?
这是保罗心里面的这个深处的故事,
this is a fact, a story from,
不是我保罗这个人有什么特别,
and this is not Paul, I am special.
原来是有一个基督的爱在我们的里面, it, 在我的里面,
it is the love of Christ within me.
这个爱限制我,
this love constrain me.
这个爱强迫我,
and compels me.
他说一人既替众人死, 众人就都死了,
and the one died for all, therefore all died.
弟兄姊妹, 怎么样能够劝人为主而活呢?
And then how do we persuade people live for the Lord?
我想这是件非常难的一件事情,
this is very difficult to do.
你想想看, 你要劝人为主而活, 你怎么劝呢?
And how do you persuade another one to live for the Lord?
保罗就把弟兄姊妹带到十字架的底下,
and then Paul lead brothers and sisters underneath the cross.
只有在十字架的底下, 我们能够劝人为主而活,
only under us, and then we are able to live for the Lord.
他说一人去替众人死了,
is it one died for?
保罗把弟兄姊妹到这个十字架来想到这件事情,
and then Paul brought everyone back to the cross.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪, 好叫我们在他的里面成为义,
and then God made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
弟兄姊妹, 我们这个人啊, 对事情有的时候是不清楚的,
and then our mind is not clear.
我们怎么样能够清楚呢?
And then how we can make our mind clear?
就是回到十字架的底下,
and then we come back under the cross.
回到十字架的底下, 许多的事情, 都能够想清楚,
and then when we come back to the cross, and then our mind will be clear.
这就是为什么我们每一个主日要聚在一起擘饼纪念主,
that's why every Sunday we have to come to the Lord's table.
让我们这个人能够重新回到这个十字架的底下来,
so that we can come back again to the cross.
思想我们在地上的这个生活,
think about our life on earth.
如果我们不是这样常常的来回到十字架的底下, 我们这个人的生活就不会讨主的喜悦,
if we don't often come back to the cross, our life will not please the Lord.
但是保罗没有停在这里。
But Paul didn't stop here.
他说众人就都死了。
And then he said, therefore all died.
弟兄姊妹, 这是保罗秘诀当中的秘诀。
And this is the secret of his secrets.
一个人替众人死, 这个是福音啊。
And then one died for all, that is the gospel.
众人就都死了, 这更是福音的。
And then all died, this is even greater gospel.
我们常常, 注重这个一人集体, 众人死, 这个福音。
And then we all like to the gospel that is one died for all.
但是我们没有想到, 这个福音的另外一半, 是众人就都死了。
And the other half of the gospel is we all died.
我们知道, 一人集体, 众人死, 这个是十字架故事。
And then we know one died for all, the story of the cross.
但是我们忘记了, 众人就都死了，这也是十字架的故事。
And then we often forget that when we all die, that's also a story of the cross.
一个人集体众人死, 这是神的爱。
And then one died for all, that's the love of God.
众人就都死了, 这更是神的爱。
And then we all die, this is even greater love of God.
我们怎么样接受一人集体众人死呢？
And how do we receive one died for all?
乃是我们借着信心。
And then by faith.
我们怎么样能够知道众人就都死了呢？
And how do we know that we all died?
那是借着信心。
And by faith.
保罗告诉我们, 在十字架上还发生了另外一件重大的事。
And then Paul tells us on the cross there is another important happened.
就是众人就都死了。
That is, we all died.
我们为什么不能为主而活？
And then why we can't live for the Lord?
因为我们不认识这个福音的
And because we don't know the most important part of the cross.
保罗说我已经与同钉了。
And Paul says, I was crucified with Christ.
如果这个是一个在我们身上是一个真理的话,
if this is a truth to us,
这个真理要来限制我们。
And this truth will constrain us.
一个人被钉在十字架, 很多事情不能做的。
And then if you are crucified on the cross, many things you cannot do.
如果你真是一个被与基督同钉十字架的人,
if you are truly crucified with Christ,
这个十字架上的大爱, 是一个极大的保守的力量, 也是一个限制的力量。
And the love of the cross is the extremely, extremely powerful and unconstrained.
这就是基督的爱激励我们的故事。
That is the story that the love of Christ constrains us.
如果在我们的信心里面看见并接受这个事实,
if we see and accept this truth in faith,
这个大爱要限制我们,
and this great love will constrain us.
在地上的事情我们是不会做的,
and then we won't do many things on earth,
也不能做的,
and then we can't do.
他说, 现在活着的不再是我, 乃是基督在我里面活着。
And then Paul says, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
弟兄姊妹们, 今天是谁在我们里面活着呢?
And brothers and sisters, today who lives in us?
这是一个重要的问题, 到底是谁在我们里面活着呢?
This is a very important question, and then indeed, who lives in us?
是谁在控制我们的生活呢?
Who compels our life?
是我们自己在控制我们的生活呢? 还是基督在控制我们的生活?
And it is Christ controls our life or ourselves.
保罗说, 从前的保罗已经钉在十字架上。
And then Paul says, the old Paul was crucified on the cross.
现在的保罗呢, 不是自己控制自己的生活。
And then now it's not Paul, I myself controlled my life.
无论是在住在身内, 或者胎生外, 要立定志向, 要讨喜悦。
I have an ambition, whether at home or absent, I will please to him.
这个里面的, 这个生活的, 这个力量, 不是从保罗来的。
And the strength is not from Paul.
保罗说是出于神, 而不出于我们。
The Paul says it is from God, not from me.
弟兄姊妹, 这个信神的人, 实在有一个极大的一个丰富的经历, 是等着我们的。
And then, 经历,
一个 experience.
Okay. And then for the believers, we have a great experience waiting for us.
就是要经历到在我们里面有一个新的一个生命, 是出于神, 不出于我们的。
And we will experience there's a new life, it's in the power, it's not from from us, but from God.
如果这个生命在我们里面来控制我们的生活,
if this new life controls our life,
四面受敌不会被困住的,
and we will not be crushed when we are afflicted.
经历作难不会失望的,
we will not despair when we are prospective.
遭逼不会被丢弃的,
and then we will be baited but not forsaken.
打倒了不会死亡的,
strike down but not destroyed.
这是因为有一个生命在我们里面来控制我们,
because there is a life constraining us in us.
何等的宝贵的事啊,
and then how precious it is.
然后保罗就更接下去说, 并且,
and then,
他替众人死, 是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活, 乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
And the Paul says, and he died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and raised again on their behalf.
这个一人既替众人死, 有一个目的的,
there is a purpose that one died for all.
众人都死了也有一个目的的,
and then we all died also has a purpose.
就是要我们来为着主而活,
and that is to let us to live for the Lord.
我们常常说福音就是, 告诉我们不死了,
and then we often say gospel is to tell us we know we will not die.
但是福音也是告诉我们, 我们不需要为自己而活了,
and then but the gospel tells us we no longer live for ourselves.
弟兄姊妹在第一世代的时候, 那个时候你要信主的话, 你必须要做一个决定, 就是你要为主而活, 还是要为自己而活。
At the first century, if you believe the Lord, you have to make a decision if you live for the Lord or you live for yourself.
如果你不愿意为主而活的话, 在第一世纪是不能做基督徒的。
If you want live for yourself, at the first century, you cannot be a Christian.
但是那个原则仍然是一样的,
but the same principle for us today.
今天我们要做一个, 耶稣基督的门徒的话, 我们必须要选择为谁而活。
If we want to be a disciple of the Lord, we have to choose to live for the Lord.
如果我们还是为自己而活的话, 我们不能够成为门徒的。
If we still live for ourselves, we will not be called his disciples.
我们可能可以做信徒,
we probably can become believers.
但是我们永远不能成为门徒。
We will never be disciples.
保罗在地上的时候, 他是支帐篷的。
And then once on the earth, and then he net tent.
但是支帐篷不是保罗的志向。
But to make tent is not his purpose.
支帐篷是保罗在地上用来谋生的。
And then he just make living by make tent.
他的志向是要为主而活。
But his ambition is to live for the Lord.
我们今天如何呢?
And then what about us?
今天我们是不是把支帐篷当作我们的志向?
And do we let make tent as our ambition?
那个不过是我们在地上 支帐篷一件事情就是了。
And that is just make a tent. That's one thing we live on the earth.
我们在地上有一个志向是要为主而活。
We have an ambition that is we live for the Lord.
那是要在凡事上要讨主的喜悦。
And then we need to please the Lord in everything.
主让我们有职业, 那不过是支帐篷就是了。
And Lord give us jobs. That means we just make a tent.
在早年的时候呢, 那个时候, 一个石油公司在中国想找到一个代表。
At early time, an American oil company wants a representative to go to China.
但是那个时候会讲中文的人不多啊。
At that time, not many people can speak Chinese.
所有会说中文的人都是传教士。
And then all the people who can speak Chinese, they're a missionary.
后来他们就找到一个传教士。
And so they found a missionary.
他找到这个传教士, 中文说得很好。
And then this missionary speaks Chinese very well.
他们就跟他说呢, 我们在中国需要有个代表, 你最合适, 你能不能替这个石油公司做事?
And we need a representative in China, and you are the best, you're the best one can fit this job. Do you want to be the representative?
1万块钱好不好? 1万块。
And how about $10,000?
那个军教授说这个不能接受。
And I can't accept this.
2万块好不好?
And how about $20,000?
他说我不能接受。
No, I can't take it.
5万块钱可以不可以?
And what about $50,000?
他说不能接受。
And I will not take it.
所以他这个石油公司就到底有什么问题在这里呢?
And the oil company says, no, what's the problem?
这个新药师说啊, 这个薪水呢, 是很合理的。
Oh, the missionary said, your price is reasonable.
但是你这个工作呢, 太小了。
But your job, it's too small to me.
弟兄姊妹，这个宣教士认为在地上能够为主来做事是大事。
Because this missionary think it is this greater job that is to work with the Lord.
这个工作虽然工资很高呢，是一件小事。
Even the salary for this job is high, but it is small.
今天有一天我们站在耶稣基督的审判的台前，你赚一万，赚两万，或你赚五万，没有什么差别。
There is no difference if you make 10,000, 20,000, or 50,000 when you stand before the judgment of the Christ.
既然是如此，我们在地上为什么要斤斤计较呢？
And even if it is so, then why do we have to fight for it?
我们在地上的年日是有限的。
Our life, our days on the earth is limited.
很快你的孩子就上大学了。
And then in the moment, your children will go to college.
很快你的父母就年老了。
And then very fast, your parents will getting old.
很快你自己要衰老了。
And then soon, you will get old too.
这些事情都是非常快速就来到了。
Those happens very fast.
所以我们有一天来到这个人生的末了，很快的。
And then it very soon we come to the end of our life on earth.
我们也要站在基督的台前的。
We also will stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
到那个时候，你在地上的薪资、工资有多少，有什么重要呢？
If it's not important, and then how much is your salary on the earth when you stand before the judgment seat?
因此，我们需要常常来回到主话语的。
And then we need come before the God.
弟兄们。保罗在这样来劝他们。
Then there are brothers and sisters that Paul persuade brothers and sisters.
我相信他们当中有许多人，他们被保罗的劝说服了。
And then I believe many of them will be convinced by Paul.
我也看见在历世历代众圣徒有许多的人，他们也都接受保罗的劝告。
And then I know in generations many saints they were accepted the persuasion of Paul.
在十九世纪的时候，有一个圣徒叫做 C.T. Studd.
In 19th century there is a saint it's C.T. Studd.
他说如果基督是神，而且他为我死的话，那我有什么牺牲不能够为他做的呢？
And he said, if Christ be God and die for me, then no sacrifice can be great for me to make for him.
是不是？如果耶稣为我们死，
if Christ died for us,
今天有什么样的牺牲是太大的呢？
And there's no sacrifice can be greater for us.
因此我们应该没有任何的理由不把自己来奉献给神。
There's no reason that we are not to consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
所以保罗在这里真是来劝他们。
So Paul truly wanted to persuade them.
圣灵也借着这个话今天仍然来劝我们。
And the Holy Spirit today still persuades us.
保罗说，他说我深信无论是生是死，是天使，是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的。
So Paul says, I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities or rulers, things present or things to come, nor power.
不能叫我们与基督的爱隔绝。
Nor height, nor death, or any other creating things will be able to separate us from the love of God.
为什么我们不能为主而活？
And then why we can't live for the Lord?
那是我们没有让基督的爱在我们心中来得着我们。
It is we didn't let the love of God receive us.
如果基督的爱在我们的心里面真是得着我们。
If the love of the Lord And in our heart, and He receives us.
那没有一件事情可以拦住我们来跟随主。
And then nothing can stop us to follow the Lord.
有一次啊，斯布珍弟兄跟另外一个弟兄在田野中散步。
And one time, Brother Spurgeon was walking in the field with another brother.
他们就看到呢，在一个农场的屋顶上有一个风箱。
They saw a weather vane on the roof.
那个风箱标上三个字，上面写的"神是爱"。
On that weather vane, there was a word that says, "God is love."
那个风吹的时候呢，风向标就随着风转来转去。
And then the weather vane was turning along with the wind.
这司布登看了以后呢，就说了，这个是不对的。And
then Brother Spurgeon says, "This is not right."
司布登说，那个神的爱是不会改变的。And
then he says, "God's love will never change."
因为神的爱摆在那个风向标上，随着风吹来。 改来改去，这是不对的。
So you put the love, the God is love on that weather vane, and then will turn left. That's not right.
那旁边那个弟兄就跟司布真讲说：“司布真啊，你错了。” And
then the brother told Brother Spurgeon says, "No, you are wrong."
这个风向标的意思就是说，无论环境怎么样改变，神仍然是爱。
Brother Spurgeon says, "No matter where the wind goes, but God's love never changes."
弟兄姊妹，我们要这件事。
And then we need precious this, cherish this.
今天我们生活上许多事都会改变的。
Many things will change.
我们的志向会改变的。
Our ambition changes too.
我们的环境会改变的。
Our environment changes.
我们的身体会改变的。
Our body too.
我们的父母也会慢慢就改变了。
And then so do our parents.
万事万物都会改变的。
All things will change.
无论我们在什么样的环境之下。
And no matter in what circumstance.
神都是爱。
But God is love.
只有一个被神的爱真正得着的人，
and only a person that received by the love of God,
才能够来立志讨主的喜悦，
can have the ambition that is to please God.
这个戴德生啊，那个时候常常有机会，要来面试这些要去中国的宣教士。
Brother Hudson Taylor. He interviewed Brother Sister who's going to has a mission in China. And then many brothers has a birth to go to China. And Hudson Taylor always tells them, our love to the Lord will not make us stand to the last.
是主对我们的爱。 能够保守我们一直到永世。
It is the love of God can keep us all the way to the eternity.
我们对主的爱是不能够持久的。
Our love to the Lord won't last long.
但是基督对我们的爱是永远不改变的。
But the love of Christ towards us will never change.
因此我们今天要为主而活，不是说我要来爱主。
If we want to live for the Lord, it is not that we love Him.
乃是我们要敞开我们的心，让基督的爱来浇灌我们。
It is we need to open our heart to let His love pour onto us.
像保罗一样，他说：“神的爱限制了我。”
And like Paul, like says, the love of God constrains us.
神的爱强迫了我。
The love of God compels us.
让他知道，一人既替众人死的时候，众人就都死了。
And then let us know when one died for all, at that moment we all died.
所以保罗也死了。So
Paul died too.
弟兄姊妹，你死了没有？
Dear brothers and sisters, have you died?
你看见，当基督在十字架上替你死的时候。 你死了没有？
And when you see Christ died on the cross at that moment, are you die with him?
保罗说，如果我们看见我们已经死了，
if we see that we died already,
因此我们现在活着的人就不再为自己活，
so that we no longer live for ourselves,
乃是为那替我们死而复活的主活，
that we live for the Lord that who has died and raised for us.
弟兄姊妹们，这些不能用我们的头分析的。
We cannot analyze all this with our mind.
因为在头脑的里面，我们每个人都知道这些事。
Because in our mind, we all know.
我们需要让这些话在我们的心里面。 来对我们说话。
We need those words speak to our hearts.
我们要让这些话来举荐给我们的良心。
May those words persuade to our conscience.
让我们能够来思想像 CT Star 一样思想，如果基督为我死的话，有什么事情我不能为他牺牲的呢？
Let us to think like brother CT Star to think. Okay. If Christ died for me, and then no sacrifice can be too great for me.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢，我们在赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
哇，因为你的话实在是真实的。
Because your words are truth.
你的话也是有能力的。
And then your words come with power.
但愿今天早晨你再用你的话命令你的儿女。
May you have it upon your children.
让我们看见，实在是一个伟大的福音。我们众人都已经死了。
This is a great gospel that we all died.
因此，今天活着的人，我们不需要为自己活。
Therefore, we no longer live for ourselves.
我们求圣灵把基督的爱浇灌在我们的里面。
May the Holy Spirit pour the love of Christ onto us.
让你的爱来激励我们。今天
May your love constrain us.
让我们起来也做同样的决定。
Let us rise up to have the same ambition.
就像我们保罗弟兄在当时所做的决定一样。
Like the ambitions that Paul had.
就像哥林多弟兄姊妹他们当时所做的决定。
And like the decision that brother and sister in Corinth.
就像历世历在许多圣徒所做的那个决定。
Like all the decisions from all the saints from generations.
起来为主而活。
We rise up and live for the Lord.
立定一个志向，在凡事上要讨主的喜悦。
Let us have the ambition that in everything we Lord.
无论是住在身内，或者是住在身外。
No matter at home or absent.
但愿你怜悯我们。
Lord have mercy upon us.
然后今天神的家中能够有一般人是起来为主而活的。
And at your household there is a group of people who rise up and live for you.
我们感谢你给我们的时间。
We thank you for the time you have for us.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.